Does thinking about the world's problems leave you hopeless? Are you tired of feeling like there's nothing we can do? Well, you're in the right place, because this is the official Building a Better World podcast. And now, here's your host, co-author of Building a Better World in Your Backyard, Instead of Being Angry at Bad Guys, Sean Clausen-Coop.
Hello, and welcome to episode number 16 of the Building a Better World podcast. My name's Sean Clausen-Coop, and thanks so much for listening in today. I hope that you're having a good day, and I hope that you continue having a good day. In the last episode, I talked about polyculture and how it can make a big difference in reducing our need for fertilizer and for pest control, which saves us a lot of work and a lot of money. And in this episode, I'm focusing on another area, which is somewhat related, and that is lawn care. And talking about lawn care, how can we have them in a way that's good? Should we have them? Stay tuned. Before I get into that, I want to just thank everyone who has purchased the book. I really appreciate everybody who has spent their hard-earned money to support this project, and I hope that you have learned some valuable things from it and that you enjoyed it. And I really appreciate everyone who's taken the time to leave a review, whether that's on Amazon or on Goodreads. If you haven't done so yet, I'd really appreciate you taking just a minute or two of your time to do that. It really helps me, and it really helps other people find out about these ideas. All right, so lawns, hey? There's a pretty popular movement going on right now called Food Not Lawns. You might have heard of it. And the idea is pointing out that the most heavily irrigated crop in the United States of America is lawns. And for most people, lawns are just an ornamental thing. Maybe one could say a status symbol even. That was kind of the original idea behind lawns. Look, we are so rich, we can just grow grass and not eat it. So this movement has a strong argument for replacing all of our lawns with gardens and growing more of our own food. And you know from the last number of episodes how much I love the idea of growing our own food. And so in some ways, I'm really behind this idea. But in other ways, I understand that for some people, lawns serve a number of different functions that are beneficial. Sometimes it's a place for kids to play. Sometimes it's a place for people to gather. Sometimes it's used for other things. There's lots of reasons why lawns can be helpful. But I think that a lot of people who have them maybe don't need them. But that's not what this episode's about. This episode is for the people who do decide that they want to keep their lawns. And I think that instead of just shaming everyone into not having them, let's talk about ways that we can have lawns that require less work and are better for the environment and, you know, look nicer even than the ones that we already have. The most important tip that I have for better lawn care is mowing higher. And this may seem counterintuitive, but if we mow higher and allow the grass to be longer, it will actually shade the ground more and prevent our non-grass plants like dandelions from wanting to get up and grow because they need that light. So if we could shade them out, that's going to drastically reduce the amount of dandelions and other plants that maybe we don't want in our yard from being there. And you might think that by mowing higher, you're going to have to mow more often, because your grass is already longer. But what happens when you mow the grass is that the grass is like, oh no, I needed those leaves in order to grow. And then it uses up all of its energy to grow as quickly as possible in order to replace that. Whereas if you have grass that is of a bit of a longer length, then that grass is using that energy instead of trying to regrow as quickly as possible, it's actually trying to grow new grass and make you a denser turf, a nicer turf. And so by mowing higher, you're actually giving yourself a nicer lawn and allowing yourself to not need to worry about dandelions as nearly as much either. And so you're also going to have a much healthier lawn because you're not constantly putting the grass on the brink of death and making it dress, you know, force itself into trying to survive. Instead, you're allowing it to thrive. So I think that's a pretty big tip right there for you right now. My next tip is when you're watering, instead of watering frequently, try and water deeply. So lots of water in a short amount of time is going to allow you to water deeper into the soil rather than watering frequently and just a little bit. And what it's going to do is it's going to encourage the plant roots to grow deep. And one of the advantages is that grass can grow quite deep, whereas a lot of weeds, though certainly not all, have shallower roots. So if you water deeply, then you're putting some water in a place where the grass can reach it, but the weeds cannot. This gives the grass the advantage over the weeds, and it can outcompete the weeds. So that's another tip for you right there. Moving into fertilizer, there's a number of different things we can use for fertilizer without going to the store. And the biggest one is just going to be using the clippings from the lawn. And so if you just cut the lawn and leave the clippings on the grass, then that will get worked into the soil. And the only time that we need to worry about doing that is if we're cutting too short, then you can get that kind of thatching thing going on where it's kind of smothering the grass. But if you leave the grass nice, a nice thickness, and you do this, then it'll just get incorporated into the soil and you can build healthy soil with free fertilizer. The next thing that you could do is acknowledge that there are plants that are nitrogen fixing, and maybe, you know, we can have those in our lawn. So clover and black medic are some examples, and nature puts those plants there when we have a lack of nitrogen. So if your lawn is like filled with clover, it's probably because your lawn is short on nitrogen. And so if we allow the clover to hang out for a while, maybe a couple years, it's actually going to pull nitrogen from the atmosphere into the soil and then get us to a point where there will be far less clover because the nitrogen balance is such that other things do better. So we can work with nature to allow it to fertilize our lawn for us, and then we don't have to worry about it. The next idea I have is one that I find to be extremely exciting, and that is the idea of building what Paul and I have come to call worm towns. And so basically the idea is that we want to encourage earthworms to make a massive difference in the whole yard. And the way to do that is to provide them with different places where they can have an especially good home, which we call worm towns. And so the idea is to dig a hole, maybe 3 feet deep, and the width doesn't matter super a lot, just whatever your shovel can handle, or your post hole digger makes it even easier if you have one of those. And so dig the hole 3 feet deep, and then you're going to put in kind of a mixture of some garden soil, you know, in a glob. So you're getting all of the beneficial microorganisms from there and all of the earthworms and earthworm pods and the mycelium. And then you're also going to put in some leaves or some sticks or some grass clippings. And maybe you can include some kitchen scraps or some other unwanted plants from your yard. And you're going to put those all into this hole. And it's going to provide, it's basically a giant thing full of earthworm food. And then from there, you're going to have these mini areas where the earthworms are going to be especially concentrated. And they're going to spread out from there and dig tunnels into your yard that aerate the soil for you, that help water move around and be retained, and spreading nutrients as well. And so that's a big technique for improving the soil in your garden. And we had somebody tell us that they did this like 7 years ago, and their yard has not needed fertilizer ever since. And I think that's a really strong point and a really cool idea. For how with a little bit of work, we can save ourselves a lot of work in the long run and save us money in the long run. There's no cost besides digging a hole, which is pretty cool. And then after that, once the soil is amazing, then just adding those lawn clippings every time you mow, that should probably be enough to keep your soil amazing. And so I encourage you to give that a try. And if you do try it, let us know on Permies how it went. I'm curious to see how this works for more people, and I like the idea that anyone who does want to have a lawn can not need to do nearly as much work for it. So I hope you enjoyed this. In the next episode, I'm going to talk about bees and colony collapse disorder, which is a huge problem where bees are dying in huge numbers, and what we can do about it, how it's totally solvable if we work with bees rather than against them. That's all for today. If you like this podcast, I'd like to encourage you to share it with a friend if you haven't done that already, or maybe you have some other friends in mind who would like this sort of thing. Maybe you have somebody who is a big fan of having a nice lawn, and this particular episode would be a good fit for them. So I'd encourage you to give it a share if you're up for that and you have the right person in mind. Besides that, I just want to say I hope you have a good day, and thank you again for listening. Bye.
If you enjoyed this episode and want to learn more about building a better world in your backyard, saving money, and living a more luxuriant life, all without being angry at bad guys, please visit buildingabetterworldbook.com.